Hello, everybody. Welcome to the System Center Power BI session. We're going to talk about Power BI. Normally, that's something that is living on the business level of your company, but we are going to prove today that we as IT administrator can do something with this one. So the session objectives and the takeaways, like I mentioned, there is something for the IT administrator in here. It's not only the business who is asking for values, figures, reporting, and it's a possibility where you can start evaluating your environment also. And also, we try to give you a look and feel how you can simplify the request of a customer where he needs complex reports, he wants it in one view, and on the end, he's going to click on Excel, has all data in Excel and starts manipulating the stuff over there. So we want to make the break over here to get the data in a simplified way and get the correct figures out of it. We are going to talk about the Power BI for Office 365. There is some added value in this one. It's still in a preview, but it has nice functionality, certainly in sharing, collaboration, put it your data available on every device. We are going to explore the tooling, and on the end, we try to convince you that Power BI for Office 365 enables a consistent way of data access. So let's look into the term that business intelligence. We have some high topics that we will use in this session and see how we can do something with the Power BI concepts on the level of business intelligence. So we have the explore, we have the visualize and the control. You see the green and the blue coloring, we try to make it a little bit visible. If we talk about Power BI for Office 365, this is really the blue part of this. So it's visualization, it's control. And the explore is getting the data. Getting this, the data in your environment, and so you can start working with it, make it visible, or start analyzing the figures that are in it. The green is also the thing where we suffer in certain projects with, hey, we're finished with the project, and we want to have some figures about it. We want to have reporting. And then you have to start report builder, using the information you have, complex queries to execute in order to get simply the data in one report and start publishing, using, analyzing the information. If you look to the end-to-end business analytics platform, the blue part still, Power BI for Office 365 is helping a lot on this one. So it's a matter of self-service. That's a key word in a lot of, if we talk about Azure, it's all about self-service, collaboration. And actually, we want to use the corporate apps. We don't want to have complex another application that helps us doing this. We are going to use the corporate apps, Office, Excel. That's our tool for today, where we are going to get the data and work on these items to collaborate and publish it. And it can be from any device. You can create it on your laptop, you can publish it, and you can go with your tablet and look for the information on that tablet, and you can start manipulating that one. So we are interested in System Center, Azure, SMA, SPF. So that's our example that we are going to use in the demos today. But it's a matter of getting the data, combine the data, and start working with it. So you need to do some calculations on something. And the combination, what we are going to do, is normally you connect to, let's take the example of Service Manager, you connect to the DW data store, the data warehouse of Service Manager, and look for some figures, and you get your report. Actually, what we are going to do, we are going to extend that one, and we are going cross data sets. So we can go and look for the Service Manager database, look for some figures, and link it to another System Center product, for instance, Orchestrator, or you can do it with the Operation Manager. All possibilities, it's just a matter of getting the data, the discover, combine the information, and start working with it. And any data, any size, anywhere, like I already mentioned, Power BI for Office 365, it's still in preview, and now we can connect to a SQL and an Oracle database. How is it done? You can work the analytics, and the streaming part is really a Power BI for Office 365, where you can connect to a URL, get the data in, and start working with it. It's all about creating the data model and publish it so that that data model can be consumed by the business or the IT administrator. So the role, what we play in this one, what can we deliver, what can we bring as added value? First of all, we have the infrastructure part. We can give access, we can configure the part, we will see, we will need to do some connections between local and the cloud in order to get the functionality available. One thing that I think that's very important, normally you do reporting, you have some basic reports in there, but actually you can start measuring your own environment. If you think about capacity management or getting the figures out of it, or you want to prove that, hey, I'm doing automation and I'm winning a lot of time with it, but you can start measuring it. Like the demo I'm going to give, it's simply a matter of getting another table and make what does it take of time if I do it manually. And then you get something that's completely automated with your figures and you can start comparing it. So you can really start using the data in order to optimize your environment. And when the business is going to use the Power BI, they come in with some requests. Hey, we need this kind of reports. I want to have it in this layout. And as I said already, in many cases, the guys are evaluating. They say, okay, that's very good. The information is there. And they click on Excel. Then they have it all in Excel and they start working with the figures. Why don't we go directly in Excel, start using the tools in there, and we provide them a query where all information is in there and he can start working with it. And that's a little bit the thing what we're trying to do. Like, let's take an example in projects. When we do a project and sometimes it's in scope that you have to create your report, and in other times that they say, hey, we have a business intelligence department over here, they will take care of it. Once they start with it, they come back and they ask a lot of questions. They don't know the data model of Service Manager, Operation Manager, Orchestrator. It's just a bunch of data. There's some tables in there, there's some views in there, and we have to educate them. What is the relationship between each column? Why don't we bring the query that we have created and bring that to the department, the business intelligence department of that company? And so they can directly start using with valuable information, look for what the business needs, and they can prepare everything what they need in order to make the business happy. Reporting is a very important topic because it's the business, it's the people who actually pay the project. They want to have figures. Just, it's always good to make them happy. So, Alex, we talk about local things. We have already mentioned Power BI for Office 365. What can you tell us about that? What the added value is for Office 365 Power BI tooling?
Yeah, thank you, Kurt. So the challenge that we see now in our customers' environments is that when you provide them with a report coming from SCOM or coming from Service Manager, that report is basically a static report. You can send it to the business on a weekly basis, for example, or on a monthly basis in a nice PDF that will be attached in an email. But that's static data. The business will not be able to analyze, slice, and dice that data. So that's where business intelligence comes in the picture. And you can do that with business intelligence. You will be able to analyze and slice and dice the information live from your data coming from System Center. Now, on the left side, again in green, you can do that with the tools you're using today, Excel. So you will be able to explore that data, analyze that, and analyze that data. After you have analyzed that data, you can share and visualize that data in Office 365, the blue part. You can share all that information in Power BI for Office 365 that is available on any platform, basically, on any tablet or any Windows clients or Windows Surface. You can then analyze that data while you're traveling, for example. You can then make quicker decisions about your environments while you're traveling. Now, another big advantage of Power BI for Office 365 is that you have features like forecasting and hindcasting that we will show you later on as well, how you can do that and how you can enable that in Power BI for Office 365. Now, the concept behind Power BI for Office 365 is that you need to install a data management gateway on-premise. The data management gateway on-premise will in fact stream the data or stream the corporate data that you have on-premise, like your SQL databases or Oracle databases. And that data will then stream through the data management gateway to Office 365. All that configuration is done in the Power BI admin center. And Kurt will basically show you how you can install the data management gateway on-premise, and then how you can connect to the different data sources.
Yeah. So, if you want to connect to the Power BI for Office 365, it's a subscription based. So, need to pop up the slide deck. Going to connect to my SQL, my client over here, and it's a subscription in your Office 365. So you buy the license, and from that moment, several tabs are added to. And it's not on.
You're not, no. Duplicate screen instead of.
Okay, I will make this okay. So, back on track. This is our Office Power BI for Office 365. If you go on the on admin page, you have an extra tab over there where you can start administrating your Power BI environment. So again, it's new, it's still in preview, but Microsoft already have a rich set of information, videos, and all of that ready for you in order to get a quick starter with this. So the getting started gives you an overview of the different phases and different links that you have in order to get started with the Power BI for Office 365. Settings, oops, there is. System health, there is a portal. You have several options in there that you can click. Role management, I already talked about your role in the Power BI's concept. You see, the infrastructure part, that's your administration. But we know the data. We know which data, which relationships, how to connect it to each other. So the data stewardship, that's also something that you can start configuring in this admin portal. Like Alex has shown you on the concept drawing, first of all, you have a gateway. It's a configuration that you start over here and a local install that you have to do on your private and local network. So let's start to create a gateway, first of all, we have a name. So I'm going to say SCU gateway. Some info can be added in here. We go for next. And then we have an instance name. We can start name that one also. And we create it. And then it pops you up for with certain information. So don't be scared. Where is the download? It's all in the wizard, where you can start clicking on download. You have the instance name and the key. So how does it look if you start connecting on your local network? We have a SQL server. There's a local install. It's already done. And here we have a little application that is looking for your connection and see if you are connected or not. So changing gateway key, you've seen it in the create, the string that we have over there. We can copy and paste that one, and we can start the service. And we are connected with the cloud. And from there on?
Kurt, do I need to install that gateway locally on my SQL server, or can it be installed anywhere on-premise?
It's just an example now. I've installed it on a SQL. You can do it on any server. It's just a little footprint, little installation that makes a bridge between your local and the cloud. But that gives you the possibility to make the access from your private network and connect it, start consuming data from out of the cloud. The one of the items that is your connection to the cloud, it's making it possible that you can have a node data connection to the Power BI for Office 365. So if you have Excel, you have data sources, you have Excel service where you can connect to, it's a URL that you have to need in order to get started with your data sources. So if you look in our environment, we already have some system centered data stores connected, and they are ready for analysis, start using the information. I see one missing, so let's create a data source connection to our SMA environment, SMA database. So you see SQL database, SQL Server, Oracle can be used, the online store. And the first thing when we created the new data source is giving the options how you can connect, and if it's searchable in the Q&A of your portal, all that this can be configured. Let's select them all and have a next. So, and we are going to connect to SMA. We have our gateway. Oops. It's a SQL server, this one. And we have to specify the connection properties. So I'm going to it native client 11, SQL 1, my instance name, my database name. It gets validated to these values, and then you have the possibility to start connecting with setting the credentials. So in this case, I'm going to use a Windows account. Demo, my password. We talked about, in the first slide, about business intelligence. We have the Explorer, we have the Visualized, and the access to it. Here you can say, you can specify, this data source I'm connecting for, the whole organization can start using it. Or it's only for me, and I'm putting it completely open. There is no security boundary in this one, so you make it public. So this is organizational. You can have a test. It was connected successfully, and we can proceed with the wizard. What you have the possibility after that, he's going to connect to the database, looks what tables, what views we have in there, and you can start selecting the views of the tables that you need. So I'm not a fan of connecting directly to the tables, and can start with using configuring the views. So For SMA, it's about run books, it's about versions that we need to run. So in this case, I have my run book, I have my version that I need, and I have some statistics in there. Basically, that's a set that you can create. And people who are going to connect with these data sources, this will be the data set that they have available. If they need additional options, they have to come to you, and you may have to select them over here. And it's all prepared when they are connecting to this data source. Next, we can give an access to user groups, and we just created the data source. So it will pop up in your list, and from that moment, you are ready to go, and Alex will show you later on in his demo how he can start connecting to these data sources and start using the information. With the subscription of Power BI for Office 365, there are several tabs that are added in your environment. One of them is the administration. Another one is you have another extra tab here in your portal in Office 365 where you have the different My Power BI, My Data, My Queries, and you can start using it out of the portal. Another item that is added, and while you are subscribing to the Power BI, you have a team site in Office 365, and there you have a little portal where you have a tap on the Power BI. Everything can be saved. Again, Alex will show you how we can start using. And the last part, it's something that we can have local. I have a Power BI, an app. So that's about sharing. You can publish it somewhere on the SharePoint. You give access for people that can start using your information. And you have different tools where you can access it. So you can connect from sites, and you have actually also the local app, which gives you access to all that rich information that you have created. So that's about the overview of the infrastructure part for Office 365 and the Power BI tooling. I'm just going to enable that one and click a little bit further. I have to cancel that one. So Alex, I've created the gateway, we have data sources, we have the access to the environment. It is ready to set up, and what I've done, I've already created a data source for you, and actually I've already created a data set. So the data is ready for you, and you can start using it. So what is the steps that we need to do in order to get some data alive in these sites, all these functionality, all these portals that we have seen in this setup?
Well, thank you, Kurt, for the effort that you put in installing the Power BI infrastructure. Now we can start consuming that data and explore that data. So we will connect to the old data feeds that Kurt has shown us in Excel. And then we will start analyzing and exploring that data using Power Pivot, Power View tools within Excel. And then the only missing step is to save and share that the data. But Kurt, can you tell us a bit more about Power Pivot and Power View, about the data tools?
Yep, these are local installed tools. It's Excel, these are available as an add-on installation on your Excel. So Power Query, Power View, Power Pivot, Power Maps is still in preview, but let's show you on a local. And again, I'm switched over. It's not running fine. So if I'm now opening my Excel, and look for these tools. I have my own workbook open, and you can see over here we have installed the Power Query, the Power Pivot.
showing.
And it's still in single screen. Okay. So I'm open in Excel, and you can see these add-on tools over here. I have Power Query, Power Pivot in your Excel, and you can start using it. If you don't see it, it's no problem. You go to the options, look for the add-ins, see the commands, and you can go. And here you can enable it. Once it's installed, maybe it's not popping up right directly, but here you can start enabling it and make it ready for use. So, Alex, it's about the demo time. In that way, I can already prepare the machine a little bit so we don't have the screens popping up again. So, I'm going to switch over to Alex's environment.
Okay, good. So you have created a data gateway for me. You have created data source for me. But I'm on the business side of things. I don't know the internal databases of System Center, but I still want to analyze that data. Did you provide a query for me as well?
First, open your workbook, look for the shared queries that you have, and you can ready to go.
You're such an awesome guy, Kurt.
Sometimes.
So, Excel is open. We'll just launch a blank workbook. You can see the Power Query and Power Pivot tools that Kurt has shown earlier as well. I will use Power Query, and you can see that I've signed in already in my my company, Power BI for Office 365. I will just click on the data catalog queries and see if Kurt did his job. Cool. So Kurt has provided some SCOM data for me already. So it's just a SQL query with some raw data. It has not been transformed, not been prepared yet. Kurt is on data, System Center data side of things. So he is just taking data out of SQL and preparing a query for me that I will then be able to consume, analyze, explore, transform, and so on. So the data is now being, so that's the raw data. It's way too much data, basically. I think we will have about 1 million rows. So Kurt has prepared for me a SQL query that is getting all the performance counters inside SCOM. But I'm just interested in the logical disk performance. I want to be able to forecast the logical disk free space within my environment. So I need to do some more tweaking. And I will remove all the VMware information, for example, and just get the logical disk information. So you see we have about 1 million rows. That's way too much. I'm just interested in the logical disk information. So first of all, I will remove all of this. I will remove all the performance collection rules and just get my logical disk information. So that's this one. You can see on the right-hand side as well that all the steps, all the transformation that you're doing in the data, you will see it on the right-hand side. So you will see the applied steps. If you made a mistake, you can easily just delete that the step that you or the transformation. Now the time sampled. I'm not interested in the minutes or in the hours. So I will just transform that to dates only. So you can see now we have the performance collection rules that is collecting the logical disk free space. I have my time sampled. I have my sample values. I have my server information and I have my logical disk information as well. So I have now transformed and prepared the data that Kurt has sent to me. So now we only have 3,000 rows. I will now insert a power view. I'll give it a nice title. And then going to select what I would like to see. So I want my server name, I want my logical disk information, I want my sample values, of course, and I want the time sampled as well. But I don't want it in a table format like this. So I will change this to line graphic. I will as well now put some filters. So I want to be able to filter on my server names. I want to filter on my C drives, on my logical disks. I'm going to remove this one. Move this one. And I want to be able to forecast on my SQL, on my data. So I will remove this and instead use my time sampled information. I'm also going to use the average for this. So now you can see that I can easily select, for example, my Hyper-V server and my C drive. So I have now transformed and prepared the data that Kurt has sent me. The last step is to save the Excel workbook that I've created to our Power BI SharePoint in Office 365. So it's now going to be stored in Power BI for Office 365. We can later then use, analyze that the data. But now Kurt is going to show us how you can build that query that I used from scratch. So Kurt has already prepared the SCOM logical disk information for me. But Kurt, how do you prepare such a query from scratch?
Yeah. So it's all a matter of finding, knowing the end results. You need to know what information that you need to have available in your report. Also for your calculations, sometimes it's not known, described what values that you need. So it's a little bit, you need to know the data model of service manager, operation manager, in order to start preparing this stuff. But actually, that's a little bit our environment, so that's for us the most easy part to make. And also a fun part that you make from a business requirement, you can start translating that to technical, I need this value from this table, I need this view, and that calls this property, and I can start using that one. So required data, and this give input to what data sources that you need to connect. So data sources, you have seen in our admin page, we have different data sources. So it's like, this is landscape where we can work in. So it doesn't matter if it's SCOM and you can really can go cross data source in order to get the specific information available.
So Kurt, you're saying that you can connect and visualize the data from service manager, for example, and an orchestrator?
Yeah, that's no problem. That's, so if you look to that, to the normal report builder, you will end up in the joins, left joins, a lot of complex information that you need to put in order to get the data available. And we are going to give a demo where we are going to connect different data sources. On the end, we can get it ready and save it again and make it available for the business, the department that is going to do the analysis. And then I'm going to give you a little overview of what we are going to demonstrate in this session. So we have our gateway, so we can connect the landscape. We just created the SMA data source. That information is available in our Power BI for Office 365. And we are going to create a workbook query where we are using Service Manager database. And Service Manager database, we are going to look for service requests. We want to have the count of the service request. We also want to show the count of the amount of runbooks that are that have executed. And on top of that, we are going to look for the average runtime for each runbook. If you think about this, give you about the performance of your infrastructure. Let's take it one step further. Make the other column next to it and see what it takes to execute it manually. So if you are going to the business and telling from, hey, automation, that's the way to go, or you want to evaluate what you are doing, you have the actual execution time, take that, you can start counting the thing, what we do with the runbook, the average time, you can also do it with service requests, but that's a process cycle that needs to run. But actually, the automation is in the orchestrator, and you can compare it to the manual. If what time does it need to take if I do it manually? So, let's start with this demo. Put this away. And we have our environment. I already connected a little bit to the old data source, but what we see in here, I made a selection. I've connected to Service Manager, and I selected several views that were published, made available via the Power BI admin page. But I promised you that we are going to connect to Orchestrator. So this Service Manager, I have all items in there. So I have my service request view. I can translate it. Somebody knows a little bit the internals of the Service Manager database. This gives you the friendly names. So we have activities. We have Orchestrator runbook activities. But I still miss the information about Orchestrator. So what we have seen in the admin page, we've created. And with the creation, we have a URL that gives us the possibility to connect via the O data and get these views also in my workbook queries available, so you can start working with them. So from other data sources, we have O data feed. Copy paste my orchestrated URL in it, and it's going to connect, and you will see that the items that are selected in my admin page get available here, and I can select them and start working with them. And that's why the reason why I've already prepared some, you need to go and look for the information, get the syncs in, and once the synchronization is done, I can start working with these workbook queries. So you see, my orchestrator views are available in here. He's putting some in-betweens in there because I already created one. And I'm interested in the runbooks, I'm interested in jobs, and I want to have some runbook instances. So you click on the load, and you will see they are added to the list. So to continue with the demo and also to not to lose too much time with the synchronization, this is already done. The synchronization is done in this. We have a connection to Service Manager, and we have the views also ready in my workbook queries, and I can start using it. The internals of Service Manager, sometimes you have the internal names, and it's rather easy. Let's take the priority, for instance. I just don't like this one, so I want to have it in a user-friendly way. So I can start. Service Manager is my starting point, so I'm starting my query from service request. So I can start edit this one and start preparing the thing what I've done for Alex also. We can start preparing the data set. Once that is complete done, you can publish it, and a complete mature query can be published, and the people can start working with it. So in this way, I just don't like the priority. So here it's in, and it's just a matter of merge queries. where you have a pop-up page where you can select the priority column. And we know that is the display string, and we get to know that is element name that we are going to match. But you see already here below, we have
I'm not a SQL I'm not a SQL DBA, and I don't know a lot about inner joins and left joins and outer joins and all of that stuff. That's Chinese for me. But you're saying now that I can do it in a visual way?
I hear a little bit that you are disappointed. But yes, this is all about giving GUI-based. But let's finalize this last column, and I will show you. I can make you happy. That's no problem. So on the last table, we have the information. We have the link between the element name and the priority. I don't want to have all this information. I just want to have the display name. And you will see he's going to look for that information, get the information then, and we have a friendly name over there. Just that you have some possibility to name, rename the column. And in this way, it's a simple way. We had internal service manager. We mapped our service request view with display string view. And you can do the same with orchestrator, but therefore you need to run a little bit through the data model of service manager. So I prepared this one a little bit, and that so we can directly start with the connection to the orchestrator. So service manager is a work item. So we go higher in the data model. I catch the work item dim key. I'm going to use the relationship that's defined in my data model from service manager. A worked item contains an activity. This is an activity. And from there, I'm going to my runbook activity. That's a special activity in service manager that take care of the automation. But what I have here is I have the name of the runbook, but I also have the ID. I'm pretty sure that the runbook ID is one of the key properties in my orchestrator database also. So I can start using that one. If you are afraid from these columns, that is just to make the chain, make the relationship, and browse further on in the data model. Once it's finished, it doesn't harm your query that you just remove all these base management entity things. You just remove what you don't need. The Power Tools are taking care for the interrelationship between these things. So we go to the merge queries. On the end, new column, runtime ID. So you can rename these columns like you want. And this one is my runbook ID. And I have my orchestrator runbooks. And this is my ID. So again, he's going to match and find every ID that is equal. And he's making the relationship. If we add this one, again, the last column is there. And just a matter of, hey, what do you want? I just want the name on this one. And my orchestrator database is contacted, and we have the information available in there. I have my orchestrator runbook name. I just want to have an average of the execution time of my runbook. So I need to dive a little bit deeper in orchestrator, but I'm still counting on the runbook ID where I can do another merge query. I'm going to, this is my runbook ID, and I'm going to look for every runbook instance. And again, I have a match, still GUI based, still going to make you happy, Alex.
You're awesome.
Again, on the last on the right, there's a column extra. And again, I don't need everything. I just want to have the status. Maybe I can use it in a filter. Start time and completion time. All done. One thing that we need to do to make our life a little bit easier, because we are going to work with this one. This is the start. And this one is the end. And that's it. You have many options in there, but that's your data model that you can prepare. Like I've said, if you don't need columns, just delete them on this moment. The information is there, the relationships are defined, and the workbook query can take care of it. So we close this one, and we have the information already available, but I need to do a calculation, so I need to manage my data model, and I need to put the calculations in there. So it's loading the data for the moment, it's refreshing the stuff, getting the data in, and see the relationships, so we have valuable data in our sheet to work with. Still, this is work what we are doing. The thing, the end result, that is something like Alex has used, he's going to share queries, he's going to that information and start using start time, runbook ID, the runbook name, whatever he wants, he can use it. So once it's loaded, you have the information in your runbook. Now I want to do some calculations in my data model. So I'm going to the data model, I want to manage it. This is an area where whatever you want, you can do with it. So we're not going to dive completely in this complex thing, but it's not popping up correctly. I'm just going to load it again to the data model. And once that is done, this is the area where I can start doing the calculations in it. So I have the information, it's a matter of getting the start time, the end time, and start using with this one. And is it going to pop up? Yep, here we are. And we start. These are calculation fields. You can do fantastic things in there, but what we are needing is we're going to the design of this one, and we want to add a calculated column. I prepared a query in here, so this is going to, I will explain later on. I can add, copy, paste this one. So what I'm doing here, there's an if statement where we go, if my end is blank, I leave it blank, and otherwise I do a calculation. I want to have the seconds of my runbook execution. You can validate, and the column will be added and ready in your data model, ready in your data set, and you can start using it. So that's available, and once we are ready with this, we can start using the information, look for querying every information that's in my data model, and that's basically the model what is Alex has used, and we can start playing with that. So if I'm looking to a quick one, Power View, looking for the information, every information is in there, ready to use, and I can start playing with the figures in my Power View. I have my service request in, and you will see I have my calculation field, calculation column that we can add. So I'm going to play it on the area, service area. I want to have the count of IDs. So I can again do the same thing that like Alex has. And I also have my runbook information. Open it a little bit more. So I want to have the count on the runbook ID. And let's look for the average. And I want to have an average on that one. So, easy done. What we've done, we have service menu database, we have service request, we had a lookup in our orchestrator database and look for the specific figures of our environment. And it's just a matter of having a pie, having some graphs in there, and the information is available. So that's what was about the creation of the run of your data model. So one thing we are missing here in this complete story, and we talk about the added value of Power BI for Office 365. That's all about visualization, Alex. So you created already some nice graphs in your Excel sheet, but what can you do on this one for visualization?
Yeah, thank you, Kurt. So I've created now indeed a local Excel document that is showing you a nice graphic about my logical disk information, the free space about that. I've saved that to my Power BI SharePoint, and now we will see how we can visualize that data on different with different ways, different on tablets, mobile devices, and so on.
So yeah, I see on the entry you have HTML5, so it means that you can access it from anywhere.
Yeah, so you can access it from anywhere. So when I'm traveling, I can indeed access it from my tablet if I have a data connection, and I can make decisions on while I'm traveling basically. Another big advantage of using Power BI in Office 365 is that we have fore and hindcasting, and that is only possible in the portal. So you will not be able to forecast and hindcast in the old fashioned Excel workbook or graphic that I've created. You need to do that in the Power BI. We will show you later on how to do that. But before you can use forecasting, there are a couple of requirements to be able to use forecasting. So you need to use a date time format on the x-axis value. That's why I put the date time on the row below on my x curve. You can only have one line as well. So that's why I transformed my table graphic in a line graphic. And at the moment, there's a limit of 1,000 values that you can visualize in the forecasting. Now, another cool feature in the forecasting is the seasonality and the confidence interval. So the confidence interval is when I'm missing, let's say, 30% of my data. Power BI will assume and make a auto calculation for you to be able to forecast the data. So that's pretty cool. Even if you're missing some values, let's say I have data for 12 months, and I'm missing the months of August and July in my data, then Power BI will calculate that for you automatically. So let's switch back now to the demo. So I have now published my demo example. Just need to refresh. So I've saved the Excel document. I've saved it to my Power BI SharePoint. So we see now SCU Excel workbook. I'm not able to work with it yet. I just need to enable it. Click on yes, I want to enable it.
You will see as soon as the graph is in the icon available, you see these are the enabled repos that you have in your Power BI portal.
Yeah, so you see indeed in the background that it's calculating and visualizing the graphic in the Power BI portal. Now I want to add it to my favorites as well. And you can also schedule the data refresh, so on a weekly basis, for example, on a daily basis, or an hourly basis. So that means that when I'm connecting with my tablet and I'm going to open this graphic, I will always have real-time data, or from the last 5 minutes, for example. The data management gateway that Kurt has installed earlier will basically refresh the data on the interval that I have configured in here. So let's open this graphic. So you see, this is the graphic, the same graphic as we have seen in Excel. I'm now going to switch to the HTML5 version. This is the HTML5 version, and I don't know if you have noticed it, but on the right-hand side, you see this little blue dot. The only thing I need to do now to forecast my logical disk free space is to click on it, and thanks to the Power BI in Office 365, almost immediately I'm able to use the forecasting features in Power BI. So I just need to drag and drop that information, or that arrow, and I can use the forecasting feature in Power BI.
So this is the example of logical disk, but if you have think about the items that are progressing, filling up, you can create reports on that. You can combine them in one graph and start dragging on the graph and have real capacity management without a lot of effort. We build this one in 1 hour and it's completely ready to use. You publish it and you use the functionality what you have in Power BI for Office 365. This is for Operation Manager, Service Manager, Data Protection Manager, every data source where you are connecting, you publish it, you enable it, and you can start using it.
Yeah, and this is the app as well on the Power BI app, Kurt. And you can see that my SCU dashboard that I've just created is available now within the Power BI application as well. And I can do the same slice and dice in the Power BI app like I did in online as well. And I can use the filters as well. So I can choose another server. I can select my SQL server, for example, and slice and dice the information regarding my SQL server as well.
Yep. So it's about consuming the data, queries that are created. It's very important to have all the data available in your environment. So a little overview, or a little recap of what we have done. And I still have Alex, I still have to make him happy. So we have created the data sets. It's consumed by Alex, who's working with my data set. That was one for SCOM. I've created one for Service Manager in the demo. And we enabled it to get the visualization of the power of the visualization of Power BI for Office 365. So and everything is available. He puts it on the SharePoint. He's going to connect with the local application on it. And on the background, we have there's a lot of complex stuff that is integrated, but we've only done it with the wizards. So let's take 5 seconds time what is running on the background. That was a nice one. So Alex, if you still want to go in the complexity and use different items, and it just crashed, great. So I'm look for the other one. No. Switch over to the other client. So this is a query for incidents, and you see every item is removed of it, the GUIs and all of that. This is an example of a query that you can deliver to the Power BI team, where they can start working with this information. This is the last one that is added. And if you look to this edit, what is happening behind, it's not the class inner joints, left joints that is in there. if we have a view, we have an advanced editor. So Alex, I'm inviting you to work in this one.
No, thanks, Kurt.
But actually, what you can do is you can add some functions in there, and sometimes you will be needed that you put the function in there, but then it's just a matter of the name of your function, put it in front of it. For instance, the UTC timing in your tables, you can convert it. So you make a function of it, and you put that in front of it, and it's just copy, paste the function in front of it, and all your data gets manipulated. So that gives us a complete overview of what Power BI for Office 365. Remember, everything what we've done in Excel, it is now, even if you don't have the Office 365 Power BI subscription, you can now start using it. I've connected with the OData data source from Power BI. You can do this with connection directly to your SQL. It's just a matter of having the workbook queries together and start merging these information, and then you can create graphs, you can have lists like the last example we have provided about incident management. It's like, hey, we need a big report on it. They look to it, they knock on the Excel button to export it, and the result is the Excel sheet what I've showed you on the end. So it's readable data, display names, friendly names, and you can put the data in what you want. So that's about our session. I hope you could follow a little bit, because it's always tricky that when you are start talking about Power BI reporting stuff, you have a high dependency on the data model, the sources, the data sources need to be known. I talk about work item contains activity. That is something that you need to know in order to travel through the complete data source and get the values that you need. Furthermore, it's just complete wizard-driven. It's rather simple to start combining the different data sources. And on the end, the publishing part, Power BI for Office 365, bring you a lot of added value, certainly if you look to the example of Alex, where you can really do forecasting with it. If you have questions, feel free. We're here in the exhibition hall. And thank you for your attention.
Thank you.